from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The vibe is not good in the Atlanta Braves locker room. We are live from Flowery Branch. It is Mike and Bo and Kelly hanging out with you. But Kelly, you were talking about it earlier. The vibe in Flowery Branch right now for the Falcons is pretty good.
Yes, the vibes here are very different than the ones in Cobb County or New York, I guess, right now for the Braves. You know, something that stuck with me yesterday talking to players on the first day of training camp, talking to Bijan Robinson, he said something that maybe I'm reading between the lines a little bit. He said, we're actually having fun right now. And we were talking about positivity and how from the top down with this new coaching staff and the new leaders on this team, that it's really brought this new energy. I've heard every single player I've talked to use the word energy so far in this training camp. And I know Raheem Morris was asked yesterday, what's the mantra of training camp? And for Falcons fans who may be scarred by brotherhood and many sayings from the DQ era, Raheem said, I don't want to make some statement or some cliche. It needs to be built from within. The players need to come up with that, and it's going to be determined throughout training camp. And you see that with this player-led leadership. Kirk, Jesse, Grady, guys we were kind of talking about earlier, those guys are kind of taking the charge with this team, and that's, too, like we were talking about with Raheem, that's what he wants to see with this team.
It's really funny that Raheem said that the way he said it, because he clearly understood where there was fallout in the previous administration that he was a part of here. As in,
that's a great point. You know, he's been here and seen it.
Yeah.
He's seen it happen.
The brotherhood.
I was talking to somebody yesterday, and I said, this is what? Why are you laughing?
I'm just laughing at brotherhood comment. Yeah.
I was jealous of those brotherhood jackets in 2016. We're getting
slick,
off the team
man.
Plane.
I'm all about it.
Sorry to
like,
bring the PTSD for Falcons fans.
Where's my brotherhood vest
right.
at?
You know? The ethos. But, the ethos.
Oh, yeah. Don't get
yeah,
me
now we got
that.
Ethos, right.
But the funny thing is that he it's a guy that has learned everywhere he's been. And if you listen to the words he's telling you, I've learned from it in these little statements. The other thing, and when you mentioned Bijan Robinson, Bijan apparently had a lot to say yesterday, because he also made a statement about talking with Zach Robinson and, like, you know, his usage. And he was like, yeah, me and Zach have sat down. We've looked over and designed some plays together. And he made this statement, and I'm paraphrasing. I don't know if this is the exact verbiage that he used. It's kind of my takeaway. It's nice to have an offensive coordinator that will listen to you.
Wow.
And I just wonder how I never thought that Arthur Smith lost a team, because I didn't feel like until the last week or two of the season the team ever looked like they were in every game until those 2 points, and it looked
never looked like they tapped out.
Yeah. But now I'm wondering who they were actually, you know, they were playing for maybe each other, which you have to, but they might not have been playing for the head coach.
I just think it was a coach-led team, and this is a player-led team.
Yeah,
to your
hopefully.
Point, like, players feel like they're part of the conversation. I feel like in just the short amount of time we've already spent with them in this camp and since reporting, the guys are really being themselves. I feel like I'm actually seeing Kyle Pitts' personality, Bijan's personality, all these guys are kind of more being themselves, if that makes sense.
I completely agree with you, and I'll go one step further. I think they're kind of taking on the personality of their coach. You know, Raheem is just so personable. When you hear the interview of him sitting down with Andy Rannie, and you hear him at the podium, and he's using all these words, like, we're star searching, we're doing this. That's kind of what a lot of them sound like, right? And Arthur Smith, I loved Arthur Smith as a person, as a dude. Loved talking to him. But when he got to the podium, I don't know that he had that feel. And it just feels like the players are kind of stepping out and being a little bit more like Raheem. Now, granted, again, we're one day in. Right? Yeah. We are one day in, so you got to kind of buckle up and go along for the ride. But I feel like that's kind of what we're seeing.
Well, he was tense and guarded at the podium, and maybe that's the way the team played, and maybe that's the personality the team gave you when they were around all of us. Ra is, you know, loose.
Yeah.
He's loose and confident.
Yeah. And I think that having Kirk on the offensive side of the ball, you now have a true leader on that side of the ball. I feel like they didn't really have that person last year.
Well, when your quarterback is not your leader, that makes a lot of things difficult. All right. And now that he is, you know, it takes one of the steps out. Look, speaking of leaders, we caught up with Jake Matthews yesterday. Bo and I did. After practice, he gave us a one-word answer. He said, no, emphatically. You don't want to miss what the question was. We'll hear that on the other side of the break. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 929 The Game.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.